We'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17. This is letter number 6429. This letter is actually a follow-up to the letter of 6358, which somebody was asking the Rebbe about medical condition and a treatment about lobotomy, how to treat it. And the Rebbe basically was saying how the doctors do it in America. The Rebbe told him to tell their doctor in Israel. This case, the doctor was writing to the Rebbe. He was kind of maybe offended that the Rebbe doesn't think that in Israel they know enough, and that the Rebbe has to tell him about consulting and the opinions of the doctor. Let's see what the Rebbe writes over here. So, this is Baruch Hashem, dated Rosh Chodesh Menachemov, in Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn, New York, to the Honorable Dr. Reuven Sheikhya Meir, Shalom Avracha. I want to confirm hereby receiving your letter, dated the 23rd of Tammuz. And I thank your honor for your trouble to describe the condition of the medical condition of the patient. And the Rebbe says, according to the opinion of the greatest specialists in this area that are here, and based on many cases that they treated, so if the sickness is something that continues for many years, and all of the treatment that they tried did not help, so then their opinion is to operate. So in other words, it's only after trying all kinds of treatment, different treatments, and if that doesn't work, then you operate. And the Rebbe says, it is understood that it's up to your honor to make that decision. What is this situation in our case? Is this a case that there is no choice? You tried everything else? And since the Rebbe said the patient is in a treatment that an institution that you lead, so you need to make the final decision with honor and with blessing. Okay. With honor and blessing. Now, the Rebbe is basically first talking about the practices of it, telling him what the opinion of the people who are expert, who are specialist, and what they say, that you only do it after the all other treatments. But the Rebbe says, you have to make that decision because the patient is in your treatment and you have to make that call, because you have to know, did you try everything else, and that a lobotomy, the surgery, is necessary. Now, the Rebbe says, with honor and blessing, the Rebbe says, Rebbe doesn't say, I want to defend myself, because apparently he wrote harshly back to the Rebbe, as we'll see, that, why is the Rebbe telling him what is going on in America with the doctors here, as if to say that Israel doesn't have good enough doctors or something like that. But the Rebbe says, our sages tell us, V'yisem nikim Hashem umi Yisrael, that you should stay come clean for God and from the Jewish people. In other words, even if there is suspicion about you, it's your obligation to remove that suspicion. If somebody thinks ill of you or somebody thinks of you bad, you have to set the record straight. You have to clear yourself. So the Rebbe says, that's why, because I have to stay clear based on that commandment, I'm going to respond also to the other matter that is in your letter, and also the style in which you write to me. And you see, the Rebbe puts this bottom after with honor and blessing, talking the fact, the Rebbe addresses the second issue over here. And when he writes to the Rebbe that he is surprised, how could I want to influence on the other side of the ocean and trying to tell doctors or patients what they should do? And then he concludes to the Rebbe, while Israel is a new country, however, etc. The Rebbe doesn't write down here. He was probably going on. We may be a new country. We must have the best doctors, and we have the best knowledge, and we don't need anybody's help, and we can manage very well ourselves. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious. And the Rebbe basically made an introduction. He's only responding because you have to stay clear. You should declare yourself Nisim Nikim. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious that it is not my wish to touch the honor of Eretz Yisrael or the honor of anyone. In other words, that a doctor isn't good enough, Israel isn't good enough, that's obviously not the case. Especially, the Rebbe says, those people that are not my acquaintances, that I don't know them, why would I want to touch an individual that are not even known to me? But as far as the lobotomy treatment, that has been something which was invented lately in the last years. So the Rebbe says every scientific matter, especially as it pertains to medical treatments, it is impossible that from year to year there doesn't take place a attitude change of the doctor to such treatment, and also how to perform it. The more cases that are examined, these changes will be more established if you have data. That's everything is about data, having a cases, scenarios. So, and then, and by estimation, that will last for longer time. And the Rebbe says, and surely your honor knows this better than I do. So basically, the fact that there is a new treatment and the fact that it's really being tested now more and more, so the more tests you do, there is attitude changes, things do change. And the more cases you see, that'll establish the case more based on what your estimation, and they will be longer lasting. And you know this as well. So, based on this, it's understood that any time that there's a treatment which cannot be corrected later on, as, for example, once you operate, that's it. You can't bring back. If you take away a piece of the brain, then you cannot bring it back, right? So the Rebbe says, to use your language in your letter, you should only use it after all other tests, whatever you tried, everything else, all other treatments. That means to say that it's only in a case where it's absolutely necessary and you can't wait, even in a way of, you know, just stay put and don't do it now. In other words, you don't have to do it, just let it hang. So that's why the Rebbe says we see that also in the United States, they don't do this operation often. They don't do it often. And also, when they do it, it's only after many years of treating this ailment. and they treat the patients. And most decisive cases that you only do this lobotomy operation is because there was no other possibility of proper supervision because of financial situation. I guess these people, they have to be watched and supervised. It costs a lot of money. It's a mental situation, and it's very expensive to hold the treatment or keep them in places to take care of them. So, after all this, and also your honor knows this even better than I do. So, even if the operation is successful, even though you mention also in your letter that most of them returned to normal lives. So the Rebbe says, you say that almost everybody who went through this lobotomy operation was able to resume normal life. But the Rebbe says, these kind of cases over that they should go back to normal life over here in the United States are very, very rare, very seldom, very seldom. Even if there was any cases like that. So the Rebbe says the lobotomy operation is a very questionable, it's a very serious decision. So I'm going to use, the Rebbe says, your language in your letter. You say, quoting him, he writes, I don't want to be a partner to murder. So, the Rebbe says, a partner to murder, what he was referring to, if he doesn't make the operation, that's the doctors, then he is going to be a partner in the murder of that place. So the Rebbe says, but if you do the operation, that's not only an operation in the body, but it's also an operation in the emotional, the soul life of the one who was operated on. And the Rebbe says, and you can even say, possibly, that it touches a part of his emotional life of his Chayvanot. That means that there is at least somewhat of murdering part of the person. So the Rebbe says, when there is no choice, we choose the less evil way, the least evil that has less negative. So in other words, making the operation, it's not only an operation in the body, but it's also impacts the patient himself, even part of it. So the Rebbe says, the all above explains my stand as it relates to the above treatment. And that is based on the instructions of our sages of blessed memory in our Torah, the true Torah, that even to save somebody temporarily, you should also do so to the extent possible. Even though we're not going to be able to change their life, delay it, saving them, not doing that for a while, it's also. And the Rebbe says, especially when we're talking about illnesses, emotional sicknesses, sickness of the nefesh, the Rebbe says there is many areas, many aspects that aren't clear. Both what causes the sickness and also how to heal it. It's not something which is very clear. Especially in these later years that these treatments, the main treatments and major changes come up in these areas very constantly. There's always mental health to change how we deal with it, is very continuously changing. So the Rebbe says, therefore, every effort to push off this lobotomy treatment for whatever time it is, until there is absolutely no choice not to do that. So the Rebbe explains that doing the operation is not, besides not knowing and you only should do this in a absolute, when there is no other choice at all. And the Rebbe says, I ask forgiveness from your honors that I'm writing in an area which is really yours. You can see how much the Rebbe's familiarity and the Rebbe's advice, how it's superior. And not only because he's a Rebbe and he has Hashem's spirit in him to know what to do, but just from the medical and common sense practice point of view, how we should approach a treatment to do things. And besides, Rebbe knowing all the information that it is to know about it. So Rebbe is still saying, it's your area, and I'm getting involved there. But the Rebbe prays, Yirotzen, that the one who heals all flesh, Refa Kol Basar, or Mafli Lasis, and does wonders, should succeed you in fulfilling your job fully, and the merit of the many helps you because you're helping people. So the Rebbe is basically also clearing his involvement. Why am I involved? Why is the Rebbe deciding to make the operation or not? Which, by the way, they asked the Rebbe. It's not that the Rebbe seeked out the person, as we learned in the letter number 6358. They asked the Rebbe a question. The Rebbe had to, if a chassid or somebody asked the Rebbe what's his opinion, it's not like the Rebbe was writing to a doctor out of the blue. The Rebbe gave him his honest opinion, which is the correct opinion. And like I said, not just from Torah, that's the common sense based on the information that we know. And the message is, don't rush to make an operation. Operation is something that you cannot bring back. If you don't absolutely have to do this, then don't do it. That's the message again.